Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present We Can Only Save Ourselves, a novel by Allison Wisdom, performed by Jesse Valinsky. Prologue. In our neighborhood, the streets were dark for many years. There weren't enough lamps to light the streets properly. Only a few per block, shining like small yellow planets in the dark. We had porch lights and glowing windows illuminated by table lamps. We had the stars and the moon. Now the world is different. There are lampposts every few houses. So much brightness. Every time I look outside in the evenings, it looks like an alien invasion came down to Earth. April Morris complains to Bev Ford one afternoon. I half expect to see a UFO floating over your house. The new lights are tall and silver, with odd fluorescent heads. The wiring inside of them, visible under the surface, like brains. The women sit on lawn chairs in April's yard watching Billy and Tim throw a football back and forth in the street. April holds a drink in her right hand, and Bev holds the baby. A tiny girl who chews on her hands and leaves a dark circle of drool on her mother's shoulder. The baby is wearing her brother's old clothes. People always think she's a boy. They congratulate Bev on the little gentleman. The rest of us would correct the stranger. A girl, actually, we would say. Isn't she beautiful? Yes, they would say. It's safer, Bev says now. With the lights. Is it, though? April asks. Unconsciously, her eyes flit over to the Lang house. You don't have a daughter, Bev says. You don't understand. They both look at the baby. She has her father's short eyelashes, a swirl in her fine hair at the back of her head. Bev reaches up and dabs at a glistening wet spot on the girl's chin, and then sticks her fingers in the baby's mouth. Her gums bulge, and she bites down, trapping her mother's finger until she wiggles it free. She's getting more teeth, Bev says. So many so early, says April. That's good. Yes, Bev agrees. She'll need them. April doesn't say anything, and they watch the boys tossing the ball. Billy is more athletic than Tim, catches it every time, and when he throws the ball, it spirals prettily, like the pattern inside a seashell. And they don't leave until the lights come on, filling the street with an otherworldly glow. We think of Alice Lang often in moments like these. Even if we don't want to. Even if we shouldn't. We hope there is good light where she is. That the streets are safe and bright. That she isn't afraid. Chapter 1. We all saw the man in our neighborhood on the same day. But there are always men in our neighborhood, and their relatives or fathers of playdates or old college roommates, still bachelors, their beards and clothes and cars out of place among our clean-shaven husbands and their practical automobiles, their sharply cut suits. We always notice the outsiders, but we are rarely alarmed. This is not the kind of neighborhood where we need to be. Even as he drew nearer, passing in front of our houses, his presence registered, but that's all. Those of us inclined to take more careful note of outsiders did. Those of us who are not, did not. Mrs. McIntyre, for one, always notes the kind of shoes people wear. It's a cautionary measure, she says, in case somewhere down the line the police need as many details as possible. This particular man wore boots.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?